Hello everyone, it's Frankie, fellow student of this class. Today we're going to be talking about vaccines and why they are important in the health of the people. Many people think that vaccines are a danger to their children. However, the medication is very beneficial to their long-term life. The questions in this podcast will hopefully help you decide whether or not vaccines are not a shake for your child. Now on to the questions. What are vaccines?
Vaccines are serums comprised of dead or weakened microorganisms released into the bloodstream in order to eradicate or weaken certain diseases and viruses. These dead or weakened microorganisms are usually synonymous with microorganisms that spawn these deadly diseases and strengthen the immune system by promoting the growth of antibodies. These antibodies attack and kill any dangerous microorganisms that enter through the body. By using strands of these dangerous diseases against themselves, the human race has essentially institutionalized a fire-with-fire system of advanced medicine.
How do vaccines work?
The Centers of Disease Control and Prevention have an article published on May 11, 2018 on how vaccines immunize the body. The way viruses infect the body are entering in many different ways. Vaccines are there to stop the viruses dead in their tracks. Vaccinations are made to inject dead or weakened microorganisms for the lymph nodes and white blood cells to get used to the outside variable and produce immunity or advantage to the human species. This works by letting white blood cells get used to defending from certain strains of the virus. This is why in countries that require vaccinations have higher lifespans in their population. The way vaccines help the body is a magnificent scientific discovery that saved millions of lives.
Do vaccines really cause mental illnesses?
No, it's a misconception that vaccines cause autism. It began when skeptics found that a mercury-like substance called thimerosal that preserves the vaccines beyond its expiration date. Yes, it can kill brain cells, but only in high doses, which the vaccine does not contain. Also, to back this up to see if it was true, the US CDCP, or known as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, performed an experiment to see any connection between mental disorders and thimerosal, and showed there is no link between brain function and thimerosal.
Now that we're done with the questions, what do you think about vaccines? I think vaccines will in fact help your child. Hopefully these segments helped you decide if vaccines are worth your time. Thanks for tuning into the podcast today. Hopefully you will consider listening again in the near future. Bye, guys.